You are listening to the audio production of Schaefer on the Christian Life, Countercultural Spirituality by William Edgar, part of the Theologians on the Christian Life series, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Crossway and is read by Chuck Badger. Dedication to Dick and Marty Keyes, who embody the spirit of Labrie for our generation. Series Preface. Some might call us spoiled. We live in an era of significant and substantial resources for Christians on living the Christian life. We have ready access to books, DVD series, online material, seminars, all in the interest of encouraging us in our daily walk with Christ. The laity, the people in the pew, have access to more information than scholars dreamed of having in previous centuries. Yet for all our abundance of resources, we also lack something. We tend to lack the perspectives from the past, perspectives from a different time and place than our own. To put the matter differently, we have so many riches in our current horizon that we tend not to look to the horizons of the past. That is unfortunate, especially when it comes to learning about and practicing discipleship. It's like owning a mansion and choosing to live in only one room. This series invites you to explore the other rooms. As we go exploring, we will visit places and times different from our own. We will see different models, approaches, and emphases. This series does not intend for these models to be copied uncritically, and it certainly does not intend to put these figures from the past high upon a pedestal, like some race of super-Christians. This series intends, however, to help us in the present listen to the past. We believe there is wisdom in the past 20 centuries of the Church, wisdom for living the Christian life. Stephen J. Nichols and Justin Taylor. Preface. When I was first approached to write this book, I declined. There have been a number of significant biographies of Francis Schaefer, as well as a thorough accounting of his family's life and times by Edith Schaefer. Much of this material is thoughtful, though some of it is merely hagiographical, and some of it unjustly critical. To be sure, I have my own take on this extraordinary ministry and its astonishing founder. Indeed, it is because of Labrie that my own eyes were opened to the beauties of the Christian faith many years ago. But it seemed to me that there was plenty of material and that one more study would be extraneous. Besides, opinions run strong, even this many years after Dr. Schaefer's departure from this earth, and my temperament is sensitive, making me particularly susceptible to the inevitable criticisms such a book would receive. A couple of things changed my mind. The first is that despite all of the analysis already done on Francis Schaefer and the work of Labrie, very little has been said in any kind of depth about their most significant raison d'être, that is, Christian spirituality. There is a need for a careful study of the subject Schaefer himself considered central to all his work. Second, I began to think how important to my own thinking and self-evaluation such a study could be now nearly 50 years after my initial encounter with the man. Not, I trust, a thinly veiled attempt at self-discovery, which would be not only narcissistic, but also of little benefit to the reading public. The present exploration has afforded me the opportunity to think through issues that matter greatly to the Church and the world. No doubt I could have accomplished that without publishing a book on the subject, but there is something about getting words on a page, and then receiving peer review, that can help make such a task more than personal musings, edifying or not. Third, I have always been grateful to Crossway for their vision, especially their desire to promote the work of Labrie and the thought of Francis and Edith Schaefer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?